Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Rukhyo Namah Hari Om. Om Namah Pranavarthaya Shuddha Jnanaika Murtaye Nirmalaya Prashantaya Dakshina Murtaye Namah. So we are discussing about the creation. There are two types of creation, he said. So, how is the bhautika sargaha, the creation of species, how did it happen? So, what are they? He says, ashta vikalpo devaihi tiryak yonascha panchada bhavati manushascha ekavidaha samasato bhautika sargaha. Bhautika sargaha. So, bhautika means whatever the sthula panchabhuta creation. The creation because of the five elements. So, how is this creation? Sarga means creation, bhautika means the solid creation, whatever it is, because of the elements. Ashta vikalpo devaihi tairya yonascha panchadha bhavati manushascha ekavidaha samasato bhautika sargaha. Ashta vikalpo devaihi. Ashtavikalpo means there are 8 different types of creation of the devas, deities, the higher species, higher beings. They are of 8 types. Their names are Brahmam, Prajapatyam, Saumyam, Aindram, Gandharvam, Yaksham, Rakshasam, Paishacham. Brahmam, one who lives in Brahmaloka, Brahmam. Prajapati, one who lives in Prajapati Loka, Prajapatyam. One who lives in Soma Loka, Saumyam. One who lives in Indra Loka, Aindram. One who lives in Gandharva Loka, Gandharvam. One who lives in Yaksha Loka is Yaksham. One who is there in Rakshasa Loka, Rakshasam. One who lives in Pishacha Loka is Paishacham. Pishacha, Paishacha is normally used in a derogatory sense, it refers to devil kind of thing. But here, Paishacha is some species which is higher being. So, Paishacha, these are the 8 higher beings. Tairyak yona cha panchata bhavati. The Tairyak yona, Tairyak, Tiryak means horizontal. One whose backbone is horizontal to the ground. That kind of all species, all animals, things like that. So, they are of 5 types. What are they? Pashu, Mruga, Pakshi, Sari, Sripa, Stavarani. Pashu, all the animals. Mruga, all the animals which are herbivorous. All the animals which are carnivorous. Mruga, animal which live eating grass, etc. Animal which live eating some other animal, etc. And Pakshi, birds. Sarisripa, reptiles, crocodiles, etc. So, snake, reptiles, etc. Stavarani, all the plants and trees. These are the 5 different types of Tairyak Yona. Tairyak Yoni, Tairyaks. Manushascha Ekavidaha. And Manushya is not of many types. He is only one of one type. So, these are the 14 types of creation. Even this Rakshasa, Raksha and Paishacha, I said they live in a higher plane, meaning they are not equivalent to deities. Though it is referred to as in deities, because they also live in the lokas which are neither lokas. Rakshasa and all, they live in neither lokas. Rakshasa and Paishacha. Okay. So, you explained about 3 types of birds. And what are the beings which are in these 3 type of births? Now, who will gain that kind of birth? If I want to become a deity, can I become a deity? What should I do for becoming that? If you ask, the answer is Urdhvam sattva vishalaha tamo vishalascha mulata sargaha madhye rajo vishalaha brahma nistamba paryantaha. Urdhvam sattva vishalaha tamo vishalascha mulata sargaha. मध्ये रजो विशाल ब्रह्मादि स्तंभ पर्यंत ऊर्ध्वम सत्व विशाल. सो ऊर्ध्वम दि हायर लोकास हायर प्लेन्स मीनिंग दिस इज भूलोक अर्थ इज कॉल्ड भूलोक इन संस्कृत एंड देर आर अदर हायर लोकास विच आर भुवः सुवः महः जनः तपः सत्यम. These are seven lokas. In the seven lokas, Bhuloka is earth. Other six lokas are higher lokas. And whatever births you take there in those higher lokas, for that you have to have, or only for a person who has sattva guna pradhana, who has predominant sattva, he will gain birth in that place. So, if you want to be born there, you have to have sattva guna predominant, or people there will have sattva guna predominant. This one. Moolataha sargaha. Moolataha sarga means the neither lords, the neither lokas, neither worlds. So in the neither world, if you want to be born, or the people in the neither world will have, you will not want to be born there. It's all torture cell actually. Atala patala vitala, different kind of torture cells. So different gradations of torture. So it's only sorrow. So if the people who are there in that kind of lokas, they will have tamoguna pradhana. Their predominance will be tamoguna. And madhye rajo vishalaha, people of this loka, bhuloka, madhye in between the upper lokas and the neither lokas. So rajo vishalaha, here the predominance is of rajo gunaha. That is why we experience so much of sorrow. Brahmadi stambha paryantaha. And who will be born in this kind of lokas? From the four-faced Brahma, the creator, to a small insect. Everything is in between. Everything falls in between these three lokas. They will have these kind of things. Okay. You said, Rajo Vishalaha Madhye, this world, people will have, because of predominance of Rajas, and Rajas is a guna which will give only sorrow, because Sattva is happiness, bliss, Rajas is sorrow, and Tamas is delusion. So, we understand that Rajo Vishala, because of predominance of Rajas, these people who are born in this world will have Sattva, this sorrow. So, he says, Tatra Jaranama. What are the kind of sorrow he will experience in this place? Tatra jara maranakritam dukham prapnoti chetana purushah lingasya avnivrittehe tasma dukham subhavena. Tatra jara maranakritam dukham prapnoti chetana purushah lingasya avnivrittehe tasma dukham subhavena. Tatra jara maranakritam dukham. Here in this world, in these worlds, because you are born and you die. Born, being born is a thing to feel sorrow for. Because see, you have to be in a womb which is surrounded by feces and urine, etc., all these sacks, things like that, and all kind of germs and worms. So you are in between that. So that heat also inside, that will burn. There is no AC inside the womb. So it's going to burn you. You come out, then the world has so much of sorrow. Don't need to name it. So everything is sorrow here. We already saw yearning is sorrow. Taking care of his sorrow, while spending you gain sorrow. So every time, whatever you do, you don't do, you will gain only sorrow. So, jara marna kritam. Sorrow is also of this normal thing, which is birth and death. Because of that, you gain sorrow. So, this sukshma sharira does not get destroyed. Because of that, this Chetana Purusha, he experiences all the kind of bondages. And bondages, because of bondages, he gains all the kind of sorrows. Which is natural. He gains these kind of sorrows which are natural to him. That is why because of these kind of natural sorrows, he experiences that sorrow also. Dukkham svabhavena. Naturally, he will also experience the Purusha, who as though is attached to the body, mind, etc., will experience that whatever body, mind, etc. experiences, which is only dukkha, sorrow. Okay. Now, we have defined what prakriti is. But, why does this, why, for what reason does this prakriti start creating all these things? The creation, why does it start? See, he says, ityesha prakritikirto mahadadi vishesha bhuta paryantaha prakriti purusha vimokshartham swartham iva paratha arambaha ityesha prakritikirtaha mahadadi bhuta vishesha bhuta paryantaha. This prakriti in this way starts creating things right from mahad to bhutas, panchabhutas, sthula, gross bodies. It starts, it creates bhutaparyantam. Prati purusha, why does it create a prati purusha vimokshartham? To make each one of the purusha realize his true self. To make him realize, this pradhana starts creating, like for its own use. I am doing something for my own experience, for my own enjoyment. Like that, I am starting the creation. The pradhana creates things like it is doing it for its own self. It's not doing it for its own self. It's creating things for the purusha to experience and realize. Though it might seem that it creates for its own use, it's for its own prayojana, some result, there is nothing like that. It is creating everything for the purusha to enjoy and gain release from this bondage. How can you do it? How can pradhana do? Pradhana is a inert thing. Sattva, rajas, tamas is inert. How does this inert thing start creating, get involved in creation? If you have this doubt, we already had this doubt, so he is answering you. Vatsa vivruddhi mittam kshirasya yasa pravrtiraknyasya prati purusha vimoksha nimittam tatha pravrti pradhanasya. Vatsa vivruddhi mittam kshirasya yatha pravrtiraknyasya tatha purusha vimoksha nimittam prati pravrti pradhanasya. Pradhana starts creating like this mother cow, for its calf to grow, it starts converting the food it eats to, naturally it starts, it converts without any effort on its own part. The food it eats gets converted into milk for the calf to grow. The same way, this pradhana starts creating this jagat for the purusha to experience and gain release. This is the example. Prakriti starts this creation, I accept. But what is the necessity for Prakriti to do this creation? Why should it do? Why should it create things? So he is answering that. And swartha eva parartha arambha, you said. Like for selfish gain, it starts the creation. For helping out others. Why should it help out others? You have some desire. For the desire to extinguish, you enter into some karma. You start doing, engage yourself in some karma, some action to remove that desire, to experience whatever you desire. In the same way, for the purusha to gain release from his bondage, this avyakta pradhana gets involved in the creation. Okay, prakriti starts creation for the bond, for the experience of the Purusha and the release of the Purusha. That I accept. Okay. What you say, I accept. Forget it. Now, how does it dismiss itself? It is involved in creation. How does it dismiss itself from the creation aspect? If you say, because once the creation is seen in totality, this Purusha is no more bound. Since he is no more bound, there is no bondage, then there is no necessity for the Pradhana also. Since there is no bondage, what is the need for Pradhana? So there is no Pradhana. So the Pradhana has to go back. So how does it do that? How does it excuse itself from the plot? So he says, Rangasya darshaitva nivartate nartaki yatha nirtyat purushasya tathatmanam prakasha vinivartate prakritihi. Rangasya darshaitva nivartate nartaki yatha nirtyat purushasya tathatmanam prakasha vinivartate prakritihi. Like a dancer, she comes to the stage, a dancer or dancers, she comes to the stage and performs some dance. After performing, she doesn't stay put on the stage. She leaves the stage. After displaying herself or himself, that dancer leaves the stage. In the same way, this Pradhana gets involved in the creation. Once it finishes the job it has come for, it is involved in creation, then it also dismisses itself. The result is the release of Purusha. Once the Purusha gains release, this Pradhana dismisses itself. Okay. But still, what is the reason for this Nivrti? It's dismissal. It's excuse from the plot of creation. Nana vidhai upayehi upakaranyanupakarinah pumsaha gunavatya agunatsya sataha tasyartham apartham charati. Nana vidhai upayehi upakarini anupakarinah purusha pumsaha gunavati agunatsya sataha tasyartham apartham charati. Prakriti, without any expectations from the Purusha, it is involving itself without any expectation. It's a thankless job. What Prakriti is doing is thankless job. Purusha is not going to even recognize after he realizes. Because there is nothing other than Purusha. So, he is not even going to realize the Prakriti. It's a thankless job for Prakriti to involve itself in creation and to make this Purusha realize. So, this thankless job, what Prakriti does, it is using different kind of techniques, upayas, different techniques, different methods. For the it involves in different techniques and different methods for the release, experience and release of the Purusha. Gunavati, though it is, the Pradhana is of three predominant gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas, three gunas, nirgunasya sataha. For the nirguna Purusha, who is not involved with any guna, who has no guna, that Purusha, for him, for his release, this Prakriti gets involved means does the creation, involves himself in the creation. Okay, but what does this fellow, okay, we understood that this creation is for this Purusha. Once it is clear for the Purusha that everything is, in all this whatever Prakriti I see, it doesn't really exist, then it, because he is Asangaha, he is not related to anything, then it dismisses itself, we said, and we gave the reasons for dismissal also. Okay,